Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when she moved into her sister's old Tennessee farmhouse, she assumed the family's ghost stories were just stories. But then she started spending time in the basement and realized something really was going on.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and we thank you so much for listening today. We appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, we would encourage you to share it with us. If you want to leave us voicemail, the number is 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can always become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. So, Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
I was fine until you started this whole, like, in the basement, old Tennessee farmhouse. Jeez,
haunted
God,
basement story.
Holy crap. Are you kidding me?
They're like, all
haunted. When you said, well, wait a minute. You said, started spending time in the basement.
Well, yeah, she like, ended up moving in with her sister.
Time?
That's
but
where
who spends time in an old farmhouse in Tennessee's
but I
basement?
Don't think this is like a cellar. I don't think that.
Oh, so scary. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, I think this is fixed up enough that she was able to have a bedroom in the basement.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which is a little bit better to have a bedroom in the basement as opposed to living in the cellar. Could you imagine?
I don't know. It's like, what is about subterranean? Well, that brings out this,
you
there's
know,
something about it.
Those old houses would just have cellars. And when I was talking with the Lizzie Borden guide the other day, the tour guide from there, Rick, we were talking about, because the basement there is super haunted. And I said, you know, because basements then served a different purpose than a basement now. Because now you might have a family room down there, or it's an area you are going to soon fix up, but it's got cement floors and walls and there's plumbing down there. Back then it was just a dugout. You know, it might just be dirt. And
well, yeah, for vegetables to keep things cool.
To keep things cooler. Right? And he said, or to keep bodies when people would die
bodies.
In the winter.
That's right.
because the ground, like in Massachusetts, would be so cold you couldn't bury anybody.
Yeah, I've heard those stories too.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes it even creepier, doesn't it?
I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
I don't think this house is that old if she had a basement. Let's find out. So it says, okay. I wanted to share something that happened a few years ago when I ended up moving in with my sister and her family for a while. I can relate. I've done that with Kathy. I'm like, Kathy, can I move in with you? Like a lot of people, I hit a rough patch I wasn't expecting. Between some financial issues and a job situation that didn't work out the way I hoped, I needed a place to stay while I got things sorted out. My sister and brother-in-law lived in a farmhouse outside a small Tennessee town and offered me a room. I wasn't exactly thrilled about moving back in with family as an adult, but I was grateful to have somewhere to go. My sister lived in the house for close to 20 years by then, and just about everybody in the house had some kind of story about it. Nothing over the top, strange little things. Someone hearing footsteps when they were alone, one of the kids seeing somebody walk past a doorway when no one was home, friends spending the night and asking who had been walking around upstairs. The stories have been around for so long that nobody really treated them as a big deal anymore. The house was just known for being that way. I got one of the downstairs bedrooms, and for the first few weeks, I was focused on unpacking boxes, updating my resume, trying to get my life back together. The one place in the house that did make me feel uncomfortable, though, was the basement. There wasn't anything creepy about it. It was mostly used for storage and laundry. There were shelves full of Christmas decorations, old furniture nobody wanted to get rid of, family photo albums, random boxes. But still, nobody seemed to enjoy going down there alone. At first, I thought it was one of those family traditions that develops over time. Somebody gets creeped out once, tells a story, and before long, everybody avoids the place. But then I started spending time down there. One afternoon, I was carrying boxes downstairs to clear some space in my room. My sister was at work. My brother-in-law was out running errands. I had the house to myself. I had just set a box on one of the shelves when I heard somebody walking across the floor upstairs. It was footsteps. And I remember thinking my brother-in-law must have come home early. I called his name, headed back upstairs, no answer. And when I reached the kitchen, I realized the house was completely empty. So I checked every room because I was so certain someone was in there. The front door was locked. No cars were in the driveway. Nobody had come home. So I laughed it off, thinking I was just hearing things. I went back to what I was doing. A few days later, I was down there switching laundry when I heard footsteps again, and this time they seemed to move from one end of the house to the other. I assumed somebody was home, but nobody was. And that's when I started understanding why people disliked the basement. Every time I went downstairs, I found myself hurrying through whatever I was doing. I'd start folding clothes and realize I was rushing for no reason. I'd grab what I needed from storage, head back upstairs faster than necessary, and it always felt like somebody else was there. One evening, my sister and I were sitting on the back porch talking. I finally mentioned it, and she nodded before I even finished explaining. Apparently, one of my nieces had refused to go into the basement by herself for years, because she always felt like somebody was standing near the bottom of the stairs. One of my nephews used to race up the stairs because he felt like something was following him. My sister told me these stories the same way somebody might talk about a leaky faucet or a tree that needed trimming. The strangest thing was what happened to me after several months. I had spent most of a Saturday reorganizing boxes in the basement. By the end of the day, I was exhausted. I went to bed early, fell asleep almost immediately. Sometime during the night, I felt the mattress move. At first, I didn't open my eyes. I assumed one of the cats had gotten into my room. My sister had several cats, and they were constantly finding ways into places they weren't supposed to be. It felt exactly like a cat jumping onto the bed and settling down near my feet. And without thinking, I reached over to pet it, but there was no cat. I opened my eyes, sat up. The room was dark and quiet. I turned on the lamp. I looked around and nothing. I checked under the bed, opened the closet, looked in the hallway. I didn't sleep much the rest of the night. For whatever reason, that experience stayed with me more than the footsteps ever did. The sounds always seemed to happen somewhere else in the house, but that felt different because it happened in my room. After that, I found myself paying a little more attention to the stories people told about the house. The more I listened, the more I realized how many people had experienced something there over the years, other family members and friends. Nobody's story was exactly the same, but they all shared the same feeling that there was something unusual about the house. I ended up living there for about 2 years before getting back on my feet and moving into my own place. My sister and her family still live there today, and every now and then somebody will mention hearing footsteps or experiencing something strange. What's interesting is that nobody talks about moving. Nobody seems terrified of the house. It's almost like whatever is there has become part of the family at this point. I still visit regularly, and every time I do, I end up going into that basement for one reason or the other, and every single time I catch myself moving faster than I need to. I'd love to hear what you think. Take care. I do enjoy the show, Denise. I do think it's interesting, and I see how when it's something that's not really terrifying to you necessarily, that maybe you just get used to it.
Except, it was sort of terrifying.
But
to
the
some
kids,
of them.
I was going to say, the kids never liked it. So maybe the kids have found a way of dealing with it, but I just don't go in the basement. That's the part that creeps me out. Don't go down there. Maybe at this point they've got their own places they come back to visit. They don't have to do laundry.
Well, you know, when she said something about her nephew going up the stairs really fast because he felt like someone was watching him, how many times did I do that? And I would take stairs two at a time.
I would do it down the stairs more than up the stairs.
I'd go down the stairs really fast, but even up, like, then also I lived in a house where you lived with Greg and I in the basement. You were in the basement?
When I needed a place to stay, like Denise.
Right, like Denise.
I was down on my luck.
I only had a basement.
Yeah.
And so you stayed in the basement, and I thought it was creepy. Like, when I would go to do laundry there, I'd hightail it back up those steps fast. Like, I wouldn't stay down there in full clothes.
I did never get too bad of vibes down there. I mean,
I did.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't too bad. I needed a place to stay.
Yeah. So you couldn't allow yourself to go there. But it bothered me.
But I don't think I ever had a paranormal experience in the basement.
It's so weird that the family is just so cavalier about it all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Parents have to do that sometimes. I think our mom did that when we lived in a haunted house. I think she, it's just Henry the ghost. Don't worry about it. You know, blah, blah, blah. He's nice or whatever attitude.
Maybe the mom and dad don't really have experiences. Did she say that? Because she even said that one line about, my sister told me these stories the same way somebody might talk about a leaky faucet or a tree that needs trimming.
Right.
Like, they were nothing to her.
There are people
who are way tougher than you and me.
That's right.
Let's be real.
I am sorry. When I hear footsteps that nobody's there, when an apparition walks by and I see it, when I feel like somebody's watching me, I'm scared. I am.
100%.
I'm like, this is not enjoyable. So I question, maybe the mom and dad just don't get the vibe of it very much, or don't have the experiences as much as the kids did, which would make sense because children are certainly more perceptive to it.
And maybe they're just more like, house is creaking. That's not footsteps. It's just a creaky old house.
Denial.
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting story.
I think it's interesting.
But Denise felt it.
She sure did.
Yeah.
And now she still doesn't want to go in the basement. I don't blame her. But you know what, Denise? You don't have to go in the basement. Because if your sister needs something in the basement, just be like, I don't know. Why don't you go get it yourself? It's your house. Because she said it's more boxes and stuff like that. Probably nobody's in the bedroom down there anymore.
Yeah.
But I have had that cat thing happen more than once where I reached over to pet my cat. There's no cat. But there's something that's less terrifying about it when you think it's a cat jumping up and you're like, oh. Or the dog when they do the little circles trying to get it just right before they lay down. You're like, oh, that's the pet. And then you reach down, there's no pet. But it's different when you feel like somebody sat down on your bed.
That's
like,
different.
That's different,
yeah.
You know?
No, that's not okay.
That's so not right.
No.
Let's go on to this story.
Claudia calling back from the Central Valley in California. Actually calling in about another story, something that happened probably a couple of years ago in my house. My husband and I were in bed already, getting ready to sleep. And I was half asleep, half awake. I remember feeling a feeling of dread, and I guess I said so out loud to my husband. I grabbed him and I hugged him, and I said, "Baby, I feel scared." And he said to me, "What? You don't ever feel like that. What's going on?" And as soon as he said that, we heard a loud bang and crash type of sound, and that woke me up right away. My husband grabs his baseball bat and runs over to where the sound came from, and it turns out it was our guest's bathroom down the hall. My husband called me over to go take a look. What I saw was pretty crazy. All of the drawers and cabinets in the bathroom were open. Some of the stuff from the cabinet was scattered on the bathroom sink, and, you know, everything was unorganized, and I am a very organized person, so I know that it wasn't like that. So I don't know what that was either, but that was pretty freaky. And, you know, usually I try not to freak out and try not to show whatever it is that's doing this any fear, because I think that if I do, it'll just be worse. Honestly, I don't believe that my house is haunted. When we were house hunting, I fell in love with this house and I had no negative feelings at all. It doesn't matter where I've lived and throughout my life, I've always had these types of occurrences. I don't know who or what is following me around, or I don't know what's going on. I think I might be sensitive even. I'm not really certain, but I can always tell when there's something funky going on, you know, something weird in the air. Like, even at my house, I'll be walking through my house and, like, I feel a sudden chill and I know there's something watching me and I just decide to ignore it, or I audibly say, just leave me alone, and I go about my business and the feeling goes away, you know, most of the time. It doesn't happen just at my house. It happens everywhere. Maybe it's just from my own experiences. I've learned not to pay too much mind to it. That's just one of the instances. Again, I love you guys' show, and I love having this outlet. My husband is petrified of anything scary, even scary movies, scary stories, anything. He just doesn't want to hear about it. Anyway, I love your show. I will call back again with some more stories. I'd love to hear your take on, again, take it easy. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
I definitely think she's sensitive, because that story she shared, she had this weird feeling first, and she's like, I'm scared. And then the weird thing happened with the bathroom.
Right. Right.
That would be scary to me, like, to walk in the bathroom and see that.
You always tease me that it doesn't matter where I live. Right. It's just whatever something follows me around, because it just seems like I'm always, you know, though in my defense, I think there are some places I have lived that are haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A couple places I lived, I'm not sure if it was really haunted or if it was just something trying to get my attention, just something else unrelated to the house, because I've had that feeling too before. And I'm wondering if Claudia is sort of in the same boat. It could be a little bit of both. You could be in a haunted house. The reason I feel like it's the house is because of the bathroom. That felt like the house.
Yeah. You know, though, the last house I lived in, I never felt it was haunted, but I definitely had some paranormal experiences happen there.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I never did feel like the house was haunted. Now, once in a while, when I would be home by myself at night, I would get a little creeped out. But that could just be me mm-hmm. creeping myself out because I had had some paranormal experiences there. But the house really didn't have this oppressive energy or anything like that to it. I just saw a shadow man there. I heard voices there. Weird things would happen there.
Well, and the reason I say this, that I think it could be both, right? I think you could be in a haunted house, but you also could be sensitive and something is trying to get your attention specifically. But the reason I think it's a house, because that bathroom thing felt like the house and the husband was in on it. Mm-hmm. That wasn't specific. That didn't just happen to Claudia. Yeah. It also happened to her husband.
Which I get why, after something like that, he doesn't want to watch no damn scary movies.
He's not going to listen to Real Ghost Stories online and go to bed.
No.
But you get what I'm coming from on this? It happened to both of them. It was like, you could say, okay, she walks through the house, she gets a chill. She walks through the house, she feels like something's watching her. Her husband maybe doesn't. But that dang bathroom situation happened to him as well as her. That's what makes me think it's the house.
And the house? Like, you don't have to have paranormal experiences all day every day.
Right, right. But I also think maybe part of it is Claudia too, right? Like, she has whatever's going on in her psychic world, right? But then she's living in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could have, but I don't think they're mutually exclusive. Let's put it that way.
No, but I just find that to be super creepy. Like, that one would creep me out. Like,
you know it happened to me that one time where I walked into the kitchen and everything was open.
Right.
And had some stuff off the, it had been taken off the shelf down in the middle floor and stuff. It is the worst feeling. It's a horrifying feeling. And you feel sort of violated, like something came into your house and just had the ability to do whatever they felt like. You know, it makes you feel like, well, what else could they do? If they can come in and open up all my stuff and move my belongings,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it is a very unsettling feeling. It really is. It's hard to be comfortable again after stuff like that happens. It really is.
Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of think there is a haunted house going on because I don't know how else that happens.
So I'm going to go with Claudia, you're sensitive. I think you feel it more than your husband does. And it takes something crazy like the bathroom incidents to get his attention. But it has happened to him too. We know that. But I also think that Claudia could go stay at a, Best Western and something weird might happen there because she just is sensitive.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. Super easy to share them with us. You could write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could give us a call at 855-853-4802. And you could also be a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. And from all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.